Thank you for holding. Is this Fred?
Yes.
Hey, Fred. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day, but it's a good problem to have, you know? So I'm blessed and highly favored. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She was reaching out to you about this listing that we had become available. But did you have any questions about the placement on the first page of the Google search results?
Well, I'm not a media guy. I'm a construction guy. So I'm not into Facebook, and I'm in the process of trying to get someone to create all that for me, but it's a couple of months out yet. Advertising on Google, I was telling her that I've started a construction division, and I realized that there needs to be some vehicle for people to search for people to do service work.
It's a modern day word of mouth, especially post-pandemic era, you know?
Yeah, I started my business back in 2001, and it was a consulting business to help other contractors, and most of that, all my clients have come from word of mouth. They know me in the industry, and have just given me work, and I haven't needed to advertise. So
that says a lot.
I'm 74, been in the industry for over 50 years. So,
wow.
Able to help other people, and I have a consulting, estimating, project management business that I run. But I also have a Class A license in Virginia, registered master electrician and all that.
Okay.
So I can certainly open up a construction division, which I'm in the process of doing right now.
Awesome. And then we can launch everything. It won't take a couple of months. I know you're saying you're a couple months out on the social media and the website and all that stuff. You know, we could change that couple months to a couple weeks today with this conversation. And then obviously that first page placement is not something that you could just have whenever. You know, you have to have a spot open up within your industry in order for us to put you on the first page. And the reason you want to be there, that's where 90% of people that search on Google pick from. You know, they usually assume that we've done a good job of background screening these guys and that the best guys are usually there. And I'd feel comfortable putting you up there with 50 years of experience, and I'd feel really confident saying that you are more than likely the best guy in the area. It's just they don't know you're there. So, you know, we just want to bridge the gap between you and the
Most of my clients are up in most of my clients aren't even local. They're up in D.C. and Maryland.
Right, right. Yeah, so we want to cover, you know, about a 50-mile radius around where you are now and then obviously list you as a top option for each individual service that you offer. So that way we're not missing anything. If they type in one service or another, you want to make sure you're always there, not just up for the general search of a general contractor, right?
Right.
So, and then it does come with tracking. You know, we're able to show you every month exactly what we're bringing to the table, return on investment-wise. You will have access to the website if you want to access that or change it, but most of the guys, they just let us handle it, and they focus on answering the phone calls when they come in and try to generate as good of reviews as possible. The good thing about our services is that we can make sure that your company's not lacking anything online without you having to be a tech guy or get on the computer multiple times a week. You know, I have guys that are your age that do this. They own multiple location companies. And I have roofing contractors, guys like that are older, and they don't hop on the computer at all. They don't text message. They don't email, you know. So we call them, and we have the customers call them, and that's that.
Yeah. Let me understand here. You're not a website. You're just an advertising on Google, right?
We're a Google partner company. So it's actually a service that Google likes to provide to small to medium-sized business owners like yourself, to make sure that you're appearing in front of your customers and that you know, you're not lacking on the online aspect of today's modern way of search and find each other and communicating. You know, if you don't have the Google listing, I guess for you it's a little bit different, but for most people starting out a business, this is an essential service. You know, if your customers can't find you online, then your chances of landing a jobs, if you don't have already a reoccurring pipeline established of clients, and your chances are pretty slim. So to say that you survived as long as you have without it really says that you're delivering quality work. But I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the increase in phone calls, and you don't have to pay per lead or click or call or anything like that. So, but to answer your question, we're not putting you on our website. We're putting you directly on the first page of the Google search engine.
Well, I have a great reputation. I do quality work, and that's how I get my work.
Oh yeah, we wouldn't be talking to you if you weren't. You know, people rely on us to find the right people. That's why people trust Google so much. When they do a search for a contractor, they know, hey, Google's not just telling us this is the best guy. They've actually done their research. You know what I mean? Make sure that this is an experienced contractor, not some kid, you know, fresh out of school is going to come out here and mess it up, have to do it five times over and ruin my home, you know?
Right.
So, no.
We're actually working on a home that somebody did that to, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we do our research before we call you. This isn't a cold call, even to the point of we got to pick guys that we know it's going to work for them. For example, the service is $199 per month. That's with the website, everything included in our services. And that's it, right? But we want to make sure that, you know, the first job we get you is going to offset the cost of the program for the next 6 months to a year. Right.
Well, you said website. I'm already getting ready to work with a guy that's going to charge me to create a website. So you're talking about making a website for me.
Yeah, it's included in the service. So we don't charge you anything for the site. The placement's $199, but we would build your .com for you at no extra charge, just as being a client of ours and having the Google advertising. So you won't have to pay that guy X amount of dollars to build your .com site. Google actually gets their own domains, so they're able to give it to you for pennies on the dollar. You know, we actually don't have to charge you anything for it in order for you to get your website up and running if you have a first page placement. It's actually something they want you to have, especially in your industry. People are going to be very visual buyers. They're going to want to see a portfolio of some work that you've done in the past. And things of that nature. So
trying to get a professional website, and I don't know what kind. I don't know how your website looks. I don't know anything about it.
So. Yeah, no, they're very professional. Are you handy with the text messaging? I could show you a couple of them.
Yeah.
Here, I'll send you one right now. Give me 1 second. I need the whole page so that way you could see them. They're very nice. We could also do a custom website design for you if you're interested in investing into something really nice. Obviously, yes, we could build one top to bottom, unlimited amount of pages. If you don't mind me asking, what were you quoted already for the site that you were looking at now?
Well, I'm really looking to build a high-end website with this other client I'm dealing with, and I'm probably looking at $35,000 to $6,000.
Wow. I mean, I can get you a custom website design. It would be a lot more cost efficient. And the reality, Fred, is that a website's pretty darn useless without these first page placements, because people don't usually Google your website directly unless they already know about you. You know, this is going to expose you to people who are just looking for somebody to do the service in the area. They see you as a top option, then they click on the website. So it'll help drive traffic to any website. I have guys up there with no website at all that are still getting calls every day because they show us top recommended. So let me show you.
Are we talking two different things here, a listing and a website, additional website?
Yeah.
Are we talking about just the listing?
Yeah, so I was at $199, I was talking about the listing and a simpler website called a splash page. For just $199 on a month-to-month basis. If you want the custom website designs, which I'm also going to send you an example of here, you should have the splash pages there in your text message. But we have a custom website design that we could do for you, and it's still going to be a lot more cost-efficient than $3,500 to $6,000. I think that's what you said. It sounds to me like those people are overcharging you pretty significantly.
Well, there's a lot of things I wanted in the website that, you know, it's more than just some information on a page. There was a lot of video work and yeah. survey project that I've been involved in over my life. And, mm-hmm. you know, just I've worked on some pretty serious projects. I don't know where you're located. Where are you located?
We're Southern California based. We're right next to the main Google headquarters here. So we're in Newport Beach in Orange County, California.
I'm a guy that has bid on the Tampa Bay Baseball Coliseum down in Florida.
Oh, wow,
and
yeah.
If you pull up the William Preston Lane Memorial Bridge in Sandy Point, Maryland, I was in charge of the electrical contract for the state of Maryland when they built that. So those are, I've worked on projects as high as about 20 or 30 million electrical, mm-hmm. and I've been on overall projects about 1.3 billion.
Wow.
So I've got some, when I was talking to the website, I was talking about having some of those kind of things on there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I sent you a custom website design example. I mean, if you, but here's, I still feel like they're overcharging you. You know, like right. Google has an annual agreement on this placement where if you wanted to lock this up for the whole year with the custom website design, it's $2,500 for the whole year. You get what I'm saying? Just buying right. that website without having the placement at all is not going to yield you much return. So I'm one of those guys where, if you're going to spend $3,500, $6,000, you got to be able to justify the expense. And all they're doing is building you a website. The only people that are going to actually see that website, as great as it will be, are people that you're handing it to on a business card or directing them to that domain name. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, you need the placement to drive the traffic. That's how you get all your phone calls. It's just people who are doing a general search for the service and they see you. So if you want to...
I see this one sample you have here, Morgan.
Mm-hmm. That was the HVAC guy, yeah.
Morgan Electric, it's called.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I think that might be the custom website design, or you might be on the first link I sent you of just the splash pages. Now, the splash pages are pretty simple. Those are really basic sites. I sent you another one with the HVAC contractors, and that was a custom website design.
Yeah,
so there's a big difference between the custom website designs and the splash pages. Both of them are still going to be beneficial to you at not having any site. But the point I'm trying to make is if you're really sold on building that site, and I know a custom website design is the top of the line in any industry because it's an unlimited amount of pages, unlimited amount of content that we can put on those, right? We could build sites that go on forever. Put it this way, Amazon is built on a custom website design platform. Amazon. So it's pages and pages and pages and pages and pages and pages, never ending. You could just keep creating.
What about pictures of projects you've worked on and jobs you've had a relationship with? Okay.
Yeah, you'll have a portfolio in there. Well, we'll build your portfolio.
You can incorporate all that, right?
Absolutely. We can incorporate videos, photos, slogans, we can actually have a full video film for your company, like a YouTube video and have it attached there. Just kind of maybe an intro, saying hi to people or kind of introducing your company, that way they have some audio to it. So you can make it a whole experience. You gotta remember, Google owns YouTube. So when it comes to online marketing and getting those things up and running, There isn't anything that we really can't do for you. It's just what we were initially calling you about was we had availability for a first page placement in your industry, and that's not an everyday thing. Some people wait 9 months to a year for one of those spots just to open up so they could put their business up there because there's only 3 top recommended guys for about a 50 up to 100 mile radius around you. So it's it's kind of a big deal to have the first page placement. The other things are more just added features that help you be more successful, right? Help you have a higher conversion rate and reel in those big fish who are really going to want to do their research on you, look into you. So we'll still do all the credibility things, but the major benefit, obviously, is the first page placement,
Okay. So you're $199 a month, no contract, just a monthly fee.
Mm-hmm. And that's with the simple website. If you want the custom website design, then we have to talk a lot bigger, bigger number. We'd have to have you commit to at least a 12-month period with the custom website. But if you want to start out small, that's what I'm saying with the website, I mean, not necessarily with the marketing, but if you want to start out small at $199 month to month, get your phone ringing, get some clients under your belt, and those clients will pay for this, the whole campaign and the custom website design rather than you taking money out of your pocket to get it up and running right in the beginning.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind starting small just to see if it generates some business. I mean, I certainly expect for it to pay for itself.
Yeah, that's always my approach. Any big deal that I've landed, I've been doing this for the last 12 years, any big deal that I landed, I always start out small. Like, we have Extra Space Storage, actually landed that. They have 1,500 locations throughout the U.S., but we started out with two. I just told the owner we'll start out with two locations and, you know, watch what we do on a month-to-month basis, and we earn their trust, start bringing them clients, start bringing them traffic, and then, you know, sure enough, 4 months down the line, he calls me up and goes, hey, I got 100. And then the next day, I got another 100. The next day I got another 100. So then I just basically spent 2-3 weeks just signing up Extra Space Storage locations until we had them all filled.
So I got a company logo and all that sort of thing. So
you already have that?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. Yeah, you could send that over to us. I could send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your point guy here. And then I'll also send over the email address. It's just photos at our company name, localsplash.com, and any photo or logo that you want, we can go ahead and upload those to the site. If we get started on it today, I can have your website up and running by this time next week, you know, and then have you on that first page, start generating some phone calls and some traffic, and then, like I said, if you want to upgrade to one of those annual packages or the custom website design, the conversation will be a lot easier because I'll already have a month or two of data to sit down and show you what we've brought in for you, and that it's paying for itself.
I also have a GoDaddy domain. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, I mean, we can use it. If it's already like agapeconstructionservicesinc.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you own that, we can't go buy that again. You know, you have the rights to it, and if you already have it on a business card, or if you have it on some decals on a truck, then we're definitely going to want to use that.
Yeah, I just have that, and all my emails is tied around that. So,
yeah.
But I've never developed a website on that I know of, unless somebody else did it for me.
Oh, yeah, we'll develop the content for you and provide hosting for you. Like I said, the website that we're building for you, it's no charge. I'm not charging anything, but it's going to be a nice site. Don't get me wrong. We're not going to cut any corners on it. We'll go all out for what we can do on that splash page for you, you know, make sure it's looking nice and neat. And then anytime you want to change anything on there, it's all part of our services. It's part of our hosting. So you don't get charged any extra for that.
So to start with you tonight, you're looking for $199 monthly charge, right?
Yep, we'll get it going today at $199. I'll send out your Google PIN verification letter. A little postcard that they're going to send you in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. And then they just verify that it's actually you and you're actually there, right? We don't have to display your address, but I'd send that out today, and then I'm imagining we would have that by Monday, Tuesday next week. There's a 5-digit number I need off the back of that before I can actually put you up there. So between today and then, we're going to build your website and do a client interview with you. So that way we have it all customized and ready to launch. Once we get that pin going, we could just go live with everything. So there is going to be about a 7 to 10 day setup period in order to get website and everything up and running and get your pin verified. But once we do that, we won't have to redo that again next month. So obviously month two, you're probably going to see a little bit better numbers in the first month because you won't have that setup period. But
I'm a veteran, so I'm currently setting my business up to be a veteran certified.
Nice.
They're asking me for a website, but I got to have this done before the 23rd of this month.
Oh yeah, we'll.
The VA is switching their requirements over to SBA. It's going to create a lot of problem with people getting certified in VA. So
right.
I'm trying to get that completed before the end of this month. But they did ask me for a website, which I haven't been able to give them yet.
Yeah, I mean, the 23rd is plenty of time. That's like a week and a half. They tell us the website takes about 3 to 5 days to get that splash page up and running. And then any credentials that you need to have on that site, you could send it over to that photos@localsplash.com, and we make sure we get it situated and representing you properly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How did you come across to that name? When you come from the military, and then you got Agape on there.
Well,
quite a journey you've been on in your life, huh?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. I actually, you asked that for a reason, and
yeah.
A lot of people don't know what that name means.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, it
emulates the love I have for my boys.
it's
unconditional.
I'm a born-again Christian. When I was 26, I had a major experience on the road in a truck with the Lord. He came in that truck and saved me, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and my whole life got changed. I went home. I tried to read the Bible many times, but that day when I went home, I opened it up, and the words on the pages were literally physically jumping off and smacking me in the face. I've never felt that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had a lot of experience with the Lord and a lot of answered prayers. I've seen angels, seen demons, and it's just been an amazing experience with the Lord. I run a church out of my home. So I asked the Lord years ago what to name the business, and because I wanted to represent Him, and that's what He indicated that I should do, and I put that on the business, and you'd be surprised how He has used that name, because people like yourself will say, what is that name? What does it mean? And I'll get to share my testimony with them.
Yeah,
so,
it's an unconditional love that God has for us. And they say that's the only way to describe the way He loves us. All the evil things that happen on this planet, all we do wrong.
Let me share with you one quick miracle that happened right after I got saved, because this will blow your mind. I was living on the East Coast on the other side of Chesapeake Bay. That's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad left home when I was 7 years old, and I'd never seen him since. I didn't get a phone call from him.
Wow.
Didn't know where he was. I had no letters, nothing, no contact with him. He just came down one night at 7 years old, gave me $3 silver, told me he was leaving, didn't know he'd ever come back. I had two sisters, a mother and a brother to support. I had to go to work. I was the oldest kid, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And I grew up hating my dad. And I blamed everything on him. But that day I got saved, I realized it was me that needed salvation. And I forgave him. But
forgiveness,
my wife's girlfriend married a man on the East Coast. And his job took him to St. Louis, Missouri. And his wife took a temporary job with a temp agency for a doctor's office for one day.
Huh.
And a man came in to fill out the registry for an appointment, and it was my dad.
Wow.
And the Lord put us back together, and he got saved later on his deathbed, but
yeah.
That was another miracle. But God knew where he was.
Yeah.
And,
the man that raised me was my grandfather. His name is Frederick Lee Blodgett, and he was born August 6th of 35. I believe it was 45 or 46 when we bombed Hiroshima. It was his like 10th or 11th birthday. But he went on to be the chauffeur for Ike. So he was the driver of the Secret Service for President Eisenhower.
Yeah.
And after he got out of there, he was a biker with the Hell's Angels. So he was an enforcer. So he spent the first years of his life really being a BA. and then he was saved shortly after my grandmother passed away, and he never loved another woman again, but he was just firm in his belief. He said God saved him. He never drank again. He stopped, he got out of the gang. He never really looked back from it. So he spent the last 40 years basically of his life preaching the gospel. And he's the one who, I tell him, save me, because he's the one who taught me how to fish, and he used to tell me all the time, when you teach a man to fish, He eats for a lifetime. You give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You know that old saying?
That's right.
And then he got real sick towards the end, and I go, you know, thank you for teaching me about God, I was telling him, because he actually put me into a private Christian school out in Southern California called Brethren Christian. He paid for it, put me through all of it. And he told me, you know, you talk to a man about God, you might save him for a day, but you know, you give your life to God and you save him forever, you know. And that's kind of how I learned agape, was because he was telling me, you know, about his love for me and wanting me to know God, and that even though he was getting sick and he was going away, that he wanted me to know God, and that God would get me through the time periods where he's not able to kind of watch over me. So it breaks my heart. He passed away in 2018. He's talking about him, but he's basically the man that raised me, not my dad. My mom got real sick, and my dad was a vet in the military. He spent a lot of time at Camp Pendleton, and he got deployed a few times. He was a Marine, and he just wasn't the saved kind of Marine, let's put it that way. And
right.
Neither was my older brother. They never kind of grew out of that. They lost sight of it. They think the planet's mostly evil. I don't know if they really have a lot of faith. I got all my faith from my grandfather, though. And,
it's nice to hear that you're a Christian. I always, every morning when I have my prayers, I ask the Lord if there's somebody that I can talk with during the day or encourage or lead to the Lord, to please create that moment and be in that conversation and get the glory in that. There's not a day that goes by that I don't get to talk to somebody about God, and that's an awesome thing.
I've been praying a lot more. Let me tell you, I strayed away from it for a couple of years. I'll admit it. I was still read a lot on my own, but I was just having problems with the church, and you know, the stuff that goes on in California is crazy.
I'm just going to sound kind of strange, but I'm not a religious person. I don't believe in religion.
Yeah, I'm not like that either. I'd rather read the book myself and talk to him directly and pray to him directly. I'm not into all that Catholic confess your sins.
He's a personal God.
Yeah.
Religion is the lie that men hide behind, which enables them to continue in the sin that they enjoy.
Yeah.
And the truth is, their righteousness can't save them. Only Jesus Christ can save you.
Right. And you gotta repent.
We got a lot of religion going on in this country right now, not enough relationship with God.
Yeah. Yep, no, you're right. So I desecrated my body, though. I know Leviticus tells you not to, but I got one tattoo, and it's the Jesus fish with the Greek words of the, it looks like IXOYE, but it actually means Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. And it's the only thing I've ever desecrated my body with. So my grandfather was kind of upset when he heard I got a tattoo. But when I showed him what it was, he was like, oh, okay, you know. And it talks about how he sorts this out like fish.
I don't judge anybody. Yeah, I don't judge anybody for what they do. I just share Christ's love for them. And Christ died for everybody to save them. He cares about everybody. He loves everybody. Yes, there's judgment. The world's already been judged, but he desires that people be saved, and I've met some pretty rough guys in the construction industry and have gotten saved, and it's just been an awesome experience. I could sit here and probably share testimonies with you for a couple of weeks.
I'm sure. Me too. You know, I my son's only a year and a half, and I see that's what brought me back to it. Was just, I remember so many times after my mom passed when I was young too. I was only 16 years old, and she passed from cancer, my grandfather's daughter. And, you know, I remember spending a lot of time without her, and I was very spiteful in that time of my life towards God. I felt like God kind of took her from me.
Yeah.
You know, I had a bitter taste in my mouth. And she was a real sweet person. I didn't feel like she deserved what happened to her. But I kind of strayed away from it, and then I had my boys, and it filled me back up with all that love that I felt like I lost, and that kind of brought me back to it. And it's like, hey, you know, he brings us through things for a reason, because the man that I became, being kind of left out on my own for such a period of time, but only having my grandfather to rely on when things got really bad, made me a really, really good father. I like to say, and people tell me all the time, I'm a really good dad, because I know what I was missing, and I know the importance of parents and what parents can do for someone's life, because I didn't have them.
A lot of people get saved because of praying parents.
Yeah.
And your grandfather was the person who planted a lot of good seed in you, and the Lord took care of that seed. He watered it.
Yeah, God just did a real number on me, because he just put me through so many situations where I was, obviously not now, I haven't had these problems in like 10 years, almost 10,
right.
10, 11 years now, but he put me through so much stuff where I was forced to pray, you know, as I was straying away from him. He knew I was straying away from him, but the only place I had to turn was to him, and then it was the things that I was talking to him about in private and in my prayers coming to fruition on a daily, day-to-day basis, and I understood, like, oh, he's listening to me. There's something there. It's not just,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, so he really made his presence felt throughout my life, and that's kind of why I'm not so religious, in the sense of I don't feel like I need to gather with a group to talk to him and have my relationship with him, or to feel him around me and feel the mercy that he's provided on my life, you know.
Well, a lot of people don't realize in this country is that if we Christians, I mean, that are involved in religion, they don't realize that they, when they become born again, they are the church. That's the temple that God uses to spread the gospel to others. You can't put him in a brick building with stained glass windows. You can't do that. He wants to be out in the highways and the byways. He wants to talk to people.
Everywhere.
And he wants you to be available for that.
Yeah. The people that need the saving the most are always the ones I always try to help people when I see homeless people on the street. But I always tell them the same thing every time. I say, God bless you. You know, this ain't coming from me.
That's exactly right.
And whether they're religious or not, I want them to feel that God is the one who either put me in their presence to be able to give them that, or put the kindness in my heart and then put me in your presence to be able to relieve you of your struggle, you know?
One of the other things that happened when I first got saved, I was a hardcore construction guy and living a rough life, and won't go into that detail, but
I know how that
all my construction buddies, all my construction buddies started calling me Jesus freak all the time. And I, after about 2 weeks of that, I got tired of trying to tell them about Jesus. I actually went to my bedroom, got on my knees, and I started talking to God. I said, you know, it ain't working. I'm tired of telling people about you and being rejected. And I made up my mind I wasn't going to tell anybody else about Jesus. I told
Can you imagine
that.
What he went through when he was trying to tell people he was the Son of God?
Well, listen to what happened in that prayer. So as I was talking to the Lord, I said, from now on, if you want me to talk to anybody about the Lord, you're going to have to do it.
Mm.
And he spoke to me, and you know what he said? Thank you. And so I went out the house that day, and the next thing I know, people just started showing up out of nowhere wanting to know about Jesus.
Yeah.
It wasn't about me. It was about him. Taking me where he wanted me to go, talking to who he wanted to talk to.
Yeah, because you know what the truth is? So many people don't even pick up that book, Fred. So many people don't pick up that book. So many people don't pick up that book anymore. And it's crazy to me. Your name's Fred. Like I told you, my grandfather's name is Frederick Lee Blodgett. a lot of people, he's the guy who put the book in my hands. His name was Fred, right? I always call him Grandpa, but. So many people don't pick up that book, so they don't have the opportunity to even know. That's the sad thing about our society. And we used to pledge allegiance under one nation, under God, you know, and it's just getting lost. I feel like the devil is working overtime, triple overtime, trying to take that away. Yeah, me either.
I don't listen to the news. I listen to the prophets now.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the prophets, and I've got some that I listen to, and there's a big change coming to this country.
Oh,
it looks bad right now, but there's a change.
It's going to end up falling like Rome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sad because it was really beautiful while it lasted, but I don't like the way things are going, and it's not, a lot of the stuff that they're putting in the schools is not lining up.
God has a covenant relationship with this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a breaker of covenant. Man might be, but he's not.
Yeah.
The early prayers of this nation and the forefathers this is a nation that asked God to be a part of this nation. He has a covenant relationship. Yeah. He sees what's going on today, and he's going to deal with it.
So, I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with this guy they got in the White House, I tell you.
Well, I know what's going on. He's an imposter, and he's a thief. He's sitting in there. He stole the election.
Yeah.
Him and his cronies.
Yeah, my grandfather, he passed in 2018, and he was telling me all the time, he's like, vote Trump and keep Trump in the office, you know? And he wouldn't let anybody tell him anything otherwise, you know? And he'd say, oh, this crap about racism, they try to pin on him and try to make him out to be this and be that. And he's like, man,
well,
I remember...
trying to divide everybody.
Yeah, he was telling me about times before I was even born, you know? I'm 33 now, but he was telling me about times before I was even born. He's like, no, he had a Mexican wife at one point, and then he had one of his best friends was a black guy. He was in the service, and he got discharged from the service because he had an ankle injury. I didn't know any of this stuff, you know? All you hear about was the stuff they were putting on the news about making him such a bad guy, and then you go and you look at it, and it's all debunked. Like, if you just knew anything about Trump other than what they put on the news.
Right.
It was like they just tried to tear down a solid individual. I think he was trying to expose a lot of the corruption that was going on.
Well, Trump is actually like King David, but he's hiding in the caves right now.
Yeah.
So,
well,
anyway.
I think he'll be back. I really do.
Oh, yeah, he's coming back.
I don't see how he wouldn't get back.
Lord said he's going to come back.
Yeah,
as
I don't
a matter
see
of fact, a lot of these
the
people,
things are going.
Yeah, a lot of these people that are in office are going to be tried for treason.
Yeah, so, they should be.
Yeah, it's coming.
I can't believe this stuff they took. They've been trying to stuff down my kid's throat. And they talking about boys can be whatever they want to be, girls can be whatever they want to be. They're telling them in the schools. That's how you know the devil. You know, I went down there a couple times. I got ugly with them, and I was like, look, man, people can be whatever they want to be, and I don't care. You know, but don't shove it down my kid's throat.
Well, I tell you some prophets you probably want to listen to. There's Amanda Grace.
Mm.
There's a Robin Bullock. There's Elijah Streams. But they're all the people I listen to anymore. And the prophecies that they're giving are coming to pass. They've got prophecies that go back, even Clem Clement, for 10, 20 years that are still now coming to pass. Mm. So... To me, they're the only people I listen to anymore.
Yeah,
usually
I was
when
big
God
on
spoke
Pastor
in the Old
Chuck.
Testament,
you know, Pastor huh? Chuck Smith was. He was real well known pastor. He used to always the Calvary Chapel, the first Calvary Chapels is out here, in Southern California, and he ministered
right.
there for years. I used to put him on the radio, and it was a beautiful thing. Like I have no doubt where that man rests.
Right.
I got baptized by him when I was real young.
Yeah.
But it's, he's just, well, they don't call it baptism, they call it dedicating your life, right?
Uh-huh.
The Catholics call it baptism. Yeah, but he was a really, really good pastor, and they used to have the harvest every year, and I feel like once he passed away, they brought another pastor into Calvary Chapel. And this was around the time I was dealing with my mom's passing. And I sat there and I listened to him and I just started hearing things that just didn't align. And I got up and I walked out in the middle of and I never went back.
Yeah.
I never went back. It was like all I knew my whole life was Chuck Smith, Pastor Chuck Smith.
Right.
And then I don't know. It just felt like they were bringing state and church together. I feel like the guy was there for profit and talking about things going on in the community rather than focusing on the Bible. And
well, a lot of that's going
scripture.
On now. So a lot of that's going on right now. So
yeah, I'm like, why are you guys trying to make money out of the church? And it just seems so wrong. Like, well, I mean, I was always willing to give to the church. I donated, and I would hear people, and I would try to help people, you know. But when they were trying to put it in their pocket rather than us meet each other and help each other out, and, you know, we used to have nice dinners where we'd talk to a guy on Sunday who's struggling, and we would leave the church and tell him, hey, you know, come talk to us some more. You know, go sit down. My grandfather had Bible study, and we'd all have dinner, and, you know, you help people out that way. You get to know them. Now the church wants to... You know, pay me and we'll take care of them. Like, I don't even have faith you guys are going to take care of them. Just like I don't have faith that the government's going to do the right thing with our tax money.
I hear you. Well, brother, right, I've got people calling me trying to get a hold of me.
Let me get you finished up here. I'll do this real quick. What's your last name, Fred?
Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L.
No way. That's my aunt's name, Frederick's daughter. And is it F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. And
everybody calls me Fred.
Yeah, yeah. That's how my grandfather was, too. I miss that man so much. Talking to him makes me feel like he's still around, kind of watching me.
Right.
That's kind of why I drug the conversation out. I usually keep it strictly business. But what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
Okay, it's first initial F for Fred, last name Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's at, and this is short for Agape Construction Services. So it's A-G-A-P-E. The next word is short for construction, C-O-S-T as in Tom. The next word is short for service, S-E-R-V as in Victor, I-N-C.com.
Okay. I'm going to repeat this back to you. F. Michelle at Agape Cost Serve Inc.
.com. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Let me update. All right. And then what's your business street address where I could send you that Google PIN verification letter?
114 North Baker Street.
North Baker.
B-A-K-E-R.
Charlottesville?
Yep. 22903.
I found it. Now, I can hide this address for you, or we can have it displayed. How do you feel about that?
Well, I just as soon hide the street number. Charlottesville's okay, or Central Virginia's okay.
Yeah, no, we'll have it say Charlottesville, VA 22903, but if I hide the address, then they can't get directions to you. Red dot on the map will be so vague they couldn't actually show up at your doorstep or anything like that.
That'll work.
Okay. And then, God-fearing as I am, I'm still pro-Second Amendment, you know? So, okay.
You know, the interesting thing about the Constitution is they can't pass any laws that override the Constitution. That's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, they're trying real hard, especially out here in California.
Yeah.
But
got a problem out there. Yeah,
I know. Half the people, I try not to even socialize with them because they just...
I don't think it's the people out there. You just got to get rid of the government that's in place.
Yeah, that Newsom, that man, he looks like the son of Satan himself. If you look at his face and his bone structures and everything, oh, my God. he's like a spitting image, I swear. If you shaved his head and put some horns on him, a little goatee... All right. But how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Well, I usually go from 8 to 5 or something like that in the morning in my office. But if I have a crew working, they might be on the job, you know, site 1 o'clock or so, you know, or 7 o'clock in the morning, that's hard to say. So 8 to 4:30 or something, you know.
I'll go 8 to 5. And then... is that Monday through Saturday? Monday through Friday?
No, I don't work on Saturday.
Okay, good man. I know you don't work on Sunday, but.
Well, you know, that's another long story, but the Lord has convicted me to take a break on Saturday.
Oh, I got you.
And I usually have church in my home on Sunday.
Okay.
So
Saturday and Sunday we'll have you closed, and then Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I got the business profile created. I just got to secure the first month's payment and schedule your client interview. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but I ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions with the website and everything.
Okay.
What's a good time tomorrow for you?
Oh,
I know it's tough to ask about the future, but because we really don't know, God kind of laughs.
I'm thinking 1 or 2 o'clock.
1 or 2. Okay. Let me see what we got here. Okay, I got a 1 to 2 available. I'm gonna send you a text message. Do you text message ever?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll send you a message about 1 hour before, just to remind you the client interview.
Okay.
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 Anything pops up or changes, just let me know, and I could always reschedule it, but I got it set between 1 and 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
I got a card here.
All right. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. It's under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
All right. Frederick Michelle. Any middle initial on the card?
It's Fred L. Michelle.
Fred L. Okay. No way. Is your middle name Lee?
Layton.
Layton. Oh, I was going to say. I mean, you're giving me goosebumps.
L-E-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Okay. Yeah, it's close, though. Yeah, Lee. My grandfather's Frederick Lee Blodgett. You're blowing my mind here. Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 4400.
4400.
6612.
1099. 6465.
6465.
Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
223.
And three-digit code on the back?
572.
All right. And then just so you know, it's going to come out $199. I'm going to send you the invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing to your email and your text messages. We do have a security question that we're going to put in here, so that way nobody can access your billing information. And then the same thing, when we contact you before we make any changes, we're going to ask you the security question to make sure there's not like a competitor trying to obstruct your business or anything like that. So we have three different questions. We have mother's maiden name, we have the city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one of those would be best for you?
What was the first one? Mother's maiden name?
Yeah, they got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name?
Margie. M-O-R-J-I-E.
M-O-R-J-I-E?
No, J-O-R-I-E.
M-O-R-J-O-R-I-E. Marjorie.
Yes.
Had me enter it twice and saying the first one doesn't match. Maybe I capitalized the M. M-O-R J-O-R-I-E.
Yeah.
There it goes. Okay. Save. Alright, perfect. M-O-R-J-O-R-I-E. Okay. So they'll ask you that if you call in or you're making changes to your account, or if they're contacting you, they're going to want to make sure before we make any changes to your site. So you'll probably get asked that a couple of times, but that's how you know it's the right people. Okay. If anybody calls you up.
Yeah, your email is going to have all your contact information.
Oh yeah. If you go to your text messages, I actually sent you my direct number and extension. You should save that to your phone. My name's Jonathan, but I go by John.
Okay. And, I got it.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah. And you save that, and I could be your direct point of contact here. So if you want something done quickly or explained properly, I'd be your point guy. But I'll pretty much be walking you through it, Fred, until you're comfortable. Okay? I don't want to bug you or distract you from your work. Our job is to try to get you more clients or as many clients as we can and not sidetrack you with all the marketing. But, you know, I do want to make sure that you're successful with it so that way we can grow you and talk about doing something bigger together in the future. Okay. All right, but that concludes our initial setup process, so I'll let you get back to your day. Look out for the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing. It should come through here shortly to your text messages, and then, like I said, if you need anything, give me a call. A couple things I want you to keep in mind, okay? Try to get any photos and logos to that email address, photos@localsplash.com, and then try to be available for your client interview tomorrow. Like I said, I'm going to text you 1 hour before. And then also there's a postcard coming in your mail. So I don't know how often you check your mail or who checks your mail, but let them know that there's...
I get mail here every day, so...
Okay, perfect. Yeah, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from it. You can't miss the postcard, though. It says Google on it, big colorful letters, okay?
Cool.
All right. Well, you have a great afternoon. Yeah, it was great speaking to you. I think I was meant to work with you. You know, I always tell people that I have a hard time with the older guys sometimes because they're not so tech savvy. but I think you and I are going to get along just fine. We'll make this work for you, okay?
All right, buddy. Well, you have a blessed evening, and I'll enjoy talking with you.
You too. God bless you. I'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.